May 4th, Psalm 71.
In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel man. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from before my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have been as a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. For my enemies speak concerning me. Those who watch for my life consult together and say, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. May my accusers be put to shame and consumed. With scorn and disgrace may they be covered who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and grey hairs, O God, do not forsake me, until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Your righteousness, O God, reaches the high heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you. My soul also, which you have redeemed. And my tongue will talk of your righteous help all the day long, for they have been put to shame and disappointed who sought to do me hurt.
Always, Michelle Bennett Walton. Though God's loving disposition toward us was settled at the cross, our feelings and circumstances often shake our confidence in who God is for us. We think of Him as a glorified composite of reluctant benefactors, flawed parents, gracious strangers, and indulgent friends. And we know all too well how quickly human patience grows weary of human weakness. Perhaps this is why we love Psalm 71. If you've wearied a friend with your tears or known the shame of crying hopelessly about that thing for the thousandth time, you begin to understand the power of the psalmist's declaration and request, "Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come." In this prayer alone, he utters three petitions for deliverance, recounting the rich history of his relationship with the Lord in the process. With each of these petitions, the psalmist declares that he depends continually on God. The Hebrew word for this, tamid, can also be translated always. Tamid could be said to be the theme of Psalm 71, but not just because of the tenacity of the psalmist. Much more importantly, the psalmist puts the faithfulness of God on display. We see God actively involved in everything that touches the psalmist's life, protecting, defending, strengthening, saving, and teaching him. And we get a bird's eye view of God at work over the course of a life, from birth to old age. Our prayers, likewise, are uttered within the framework of a proven relationship. God has proven his faithfulness in our lives, in the lives of our brothers and sisters today, and in the lives of saints in church history and scripture, no less than in the life of the psalmist. God is not like us. He is unswervingly true to his promise. That's why we return to Psalm 71 and lean on, and learn from, the prayer of one who is actively rehearsing God's faithfulness. Through the psalmist's words of faith, we taste God's past faithfulness so palpably that present and future faithfulness seem equally sure. As the psalmist remembers and anticipates, we too are swept up in the expectation that such a righteous God will come through in the end. Let your heart be swept up. Dare to hope. Dare to trust. Dare to believe. And run to God continually. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3.